QXT San Antonio.
Q1019 kicks off your workday commercial free at 8:30 a.m.
and at 4:30 p.m. for the ride home.
Yeah, hello, it's Adele. Hello, it's Bob and Christine. Nearly impossible question for your Friday morning is coming up next. Right now, it's a Manic Monday for the Bengals. Hey, it's Bob and Christine. That is Manic Monday to Bengals. Here's your nearly impossible question for your Friday.
Okie doke. Doing this on a first date will increase your odds of a second date by 170%.
Those are huge odds.
Major.
Why wouldn't you do this? Whatever it is. All right, we'll give you 20 minutes. We'll figure it out. After all, it's the weekend. You know what I mean? So stick around. It's the Bronson and Christine Show. Nearly impossible question.
I'm Junior with
Dealer Doc Fee Extra.
Rihanna, Only Girl. It's Bob and Christine doing the nearly impossible question. Here we go.
Doing this on a first date will increase your odds of a second date by 170%.
All right, we're getting a lot of guesses this morning, and some of the guesses we've gotten so far.
Giving a compliment.
Uh-huh.
Good manners, like pulling out the chair for the lady.
That's always nice.
Nice, but not it.
And someone had said, which I was really confused by, split the bill. No, that's not what you're looking
for. Doesn't usually work. That usually says friends.
Yeah, exactly. In the friend zone.
Yes.
All right, that's not the answer. Here's the question one more time.
Doing this on a first date will increase your odds of a second date by 170%.
Hey, it's Bob and Christine. That's Heart, These Dreams. We're doing it. The nearly impossible question. All right, here we go.
Doing this on a first date will increase your odds of a second date by 170%.
All right, we have Vito on the line. Vito, you got a theory?
Yeah, I haven't been on a first date in about 14 years. I'm very happily married.
Well, congrats.
But in taking them out to eat sushi.
Christine, the answer is sushi.
You know, you haven't been on a first date in 14 years, but you got the right answer.
You got it.
Really?
You win a few times over.
Yeah, you say sushi. I don't know what is the deal, but if you eat sushi,
why is that?
I think there's a commonality.
And I had sushi once, and I didn't like it, so
right.
I wouldn't even do it.
Right.
Yeah. No,
so that's okay.
But you don't have to anymore. Hang on, Vito. So, yeah, evidently Vito didn't have sushi on his first date.
But it still worked out.
It worked out.
Yes.
All right, so I wonder what it is about ordering sushi that maybe because you think, oh, wow.
You like sushi?
I like sushi. Right, yeah.
Well, match made in
heaven. We must have something in common. Well, there you go. That's your nearly impossible question. Back Monday with another one. It's the Bronson and Christine Show.
Tears for
Good morning. Here are your headlines. I'm Charity McCurdy.
We kick your workday off with commercial-free music every morning at 8:30 a.m.
Put us on when you get to work.
Number one for today's best variety, Q1019.
Yeah, Rob Thomas and Lonely No More. It's Bob and Christine. Happy Friday. Let's live like royals. Here's Lord.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. Let me live that fantasy.
We did the nearly impossible question. Congrats to Vito. He knew it. Knew the answer to this question.
Well, doing this on a first date will increase your odds of a second date by 170%.
The answer, eat sushi.
Mm-hmm.
Order sushi.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, whenever you want the answer to the nearly impossible question, producer Jamie usually posts it up. Now you knew the answer. You were just calling late, but so you're a big believer in the sushi date?
Right. Well, our first date, he took me out for sushi.
Really?
So we wound up going out again.
So I don't understand what the correlation is with getting that second date with sushi.
Like, I don't know. So I just thought about my first date with my husband, Neem. I love you.
Yeah. What's his name?
Neem.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and give him a shout out. That's fine. That's cool.
Hi, baby. I love you, Neem.
There were sushi lovers.
Uh-huh.
And,
yes,
forget
we
Starbucks
are.
Lovers. They're sushi lovers. And there's how long you guys been together?
We've been married for almost 7 years, yeah. And we have two beautiful children, Jacob and Christian.
Well, look at that. Thanks for listening and congrats, okay?
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Bronson and Christine are back in a moment.